have to leave early, like in 40 minutes or so. So we'll try to get in as much as we can. And this will be the last year before Yontif. Let's begin. I want to begin inside the Sefer itself. We could skip the letter from the Tzaddik. It's really repeating what we were doing before. So we're on page Nun Aleph, Perek Aleph, page Nun Aleph. The learning today should be a schus for the neshama of Rafal Baruch Doiv ben Ashet Tzvi. The outside is Gimel Nisan, Shom Shav Aliyah. I just want to have Simcha, Nachas, and Bracha. I also want to thank Eli and Talia Eric for sponsoring Le'ilui Nishmas.
Zisel
Bas
Svi Hirsch
and
Eliezer Ben Svi Hirsch.
Eliezer Ben Svi Hirsch and the Shomer Shem Liam with Simcha Nachas and Brach. So we're gonna learn some history. It's important to begin this way. Until now, all we've been learning are Hagdamas, and we're now beginning by tracing back this Avodah Hizbodus to the beginning. Many, many people think that Hizbodus is something that Tzaddikim came up with, especially Ibn Achman came up with this idea. One morning the Tzaddik woke up and said, I think this would be a good idea. And Ibn Achman said, hey, I got this great new thing called Hizbodus. Let's try it. And everybody said, wow, we never heard of that. It's interesting. And other people said, no, it's new. We don't do that stuff. It's not our way. So there are many, many people people who have learned Torah for many years who actually think like that. That this is some sort of a chiddush. It's about it. They seem to have forgotten there were the Adam Rishon spoke to Hashem and Cain Hevel spoke to Hashem and Tovis and all the Nevi'im and all the Tzaddikim. So a little bit of background is important. B'Sefer Chaim Aran, page Nun Aleph. B'Sefer Chaim Aran, Muva Masha Amar Rabbeinu. Rabbi Nachman said, "Shedarko Afal Pi Hishi Be'Emes Derech Yishono." Rabbi Nachman said, "Even though my path, the path that I'm teaching you, is an ancient one, I'm teaching you an ancient path." Nevertheless, it's entirely new. It's ancient, but it's entirely new. The Zohar Kodesh says that the words of Torah, Milson Chadatin Atikin, are that the words of Torah that we learn during our lives are words that are ancient but entirely new. And Rabbi Nachman said that my path is ancient, it's very old, it's from the beginning. But chadosh legam, it's altogether new. Keshenosa pam Rabbeinu b'Maisak Shomim. Once during the winter, Rabbi Nachum was baderach. Baderach ha'isa meleya b'boots v'boitz v'tit. It was filthy with mud and shmutz. The ribuak shom because of all of the rain v'avsharas hashlagim and the snow that was melting. The wagon driver went off the main road. We're not talking here about expressway, you understand. So the wagon driver was the mahalach, the derech was a total mess with all the mud. They couldn't go there. So the wagon driver went off. And he went around this mud pile, whatever there was over there. He had to make a detour. And then afterwards, when they got around, they went back to the Derech HaMelech, meaning to the main road. Ibn Achman said then, at the time, Tanyos v'sigufim, fasts, fasting, the way of fasting, serving Hashem through deprivation, torturing the body, v'sigufim, and tormenting the body, which was a popular mahalach way back in the old days to get closer to Hashem. Tanyos v'sigufim he'masa v'derech yishan. That way of traveling through fasting and self-deprivation and so on, that way is the old path. It's the old way of getting close to Hashem. It's the old path. Tfila v'hizbardus he'masa v'derech chadosha l'hizkarev l'Hashem Zbaruch. Davening and his bodhidus is the new way of traveling. It's the new mahalach. So now it might sound like the people, you think what people say, oh, you see, davening and his bodhidus is new. But let's continue. Aval hakol megiyah chazor l'derech hayishan. But this new path that appears new to the world, it is new for now. It's new because everybody stopped doing it. This new path is only to bring us back to what? The original Mahalach. The true Derech HaMelech. The original Derech HaMelech is what? Talking to God. Speaking to Hashem. All the Nevi'im did. That's how things began. So Rabbi Nachman is already addressing the problem. He knows he's going to get bad PR. And he's already saying, this is, and he says right away, this is, what I'm teaching you, he says, is derech chadosh l'skarla. I'm teaching you a new way. It's called davening. Davening, his bardus, it's a new way. But this new way is only to bring us truly back to the ancient, original way of becoming dovuk to Hashem, which is through communicating, talking, tefillah and his bardus. Tefillah and his bodhis. We see now it's already Erev Yontif, so it's Erev Pesach. And the Matzah, Chazal tell us different reasons why it's called Lechem Ayni. Why it's called Lechem Ayni, a poor man's bread. And Lechem Ayni, Lechem, one of the reasons is that Lechem Sha'ayinim Alav Dvar Harav. Matzah, as you know, is the Michla de Meimenusa, it's the bread of faith. Matzah, the Zohar tells us, is it's the bread of Amunah, it's the bread of Asfasa, which means healing. It heals us. It heals us. What's the sickness? It heals us through faith. And the way of healing is that when you eat this thing that's called a matzah, it's a lechem sho'ayinim alav dvar mahabe. It opens your mouth to be able to speak. That's what Chazal tells. Lechem sho'ayinim alav dvar mahabe. Now, of course, that means, on a simple level, to tell the story of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, so lechem sho'ayinim alav dvar mahabe means that we say the Haggadah over the matzahs. That's the simple pshat. Lechem sho'ayinim alav dvar mahabe. So we talk with the matzahs, but in Panemius it means that Paro, you all know, is the Oyesius Ha'oref, the neck. It means not communicating. It means turning your back. When you love someone, you talk to the person face to face. You don't turn around when he's talking. You have a relationship. Paro is the inability to have a relationship. It's the inability of a person to be able to daven. That's what paro means, the inability to daven. That's why Moshe Ben had to leave to be able to daven. He had to go away from paro. You can't daven with paro. Paro's mitzvah is mi'ashem ha'shem v'kayla. There's no relationship. That's why his name means the back. Ha'oros. You can't talk. Paro says you can't talk. Paro is a place of... Power is a way of not communicating, of not talking, of not looking at somebody in the eyes, not facing someone. That's called paro, ha'oref. The way to get out of paro, the way to escape Mitzrayim, that place of ha'oref, the way to get out of there is emunah, emunah. Matzah is mechla de mehmanusa. And matzah is the food of asvas, of healing, of health. Health. Because not to speak to Hashem, not to be able to communicate with Hashem, not to look at him in the eyes, is sick. That sickness is godless. And because of that sickness, we can't get away from Paro. And Paro is holding us in that place of Ha'oref. Of Ha'oref. Which we talk about here all the time. I know that this is the Machla. Long before there was any of us ever heard of COVID-19 or 18 or 17, I never heard of the other ones. But before any of us ever heard of COVID, there was a machla, especially by young men. Not just by young men, but especially by young men, not to be able to look at you in the eyes. You know how many girls have told it to me? He's a nice guy. He has good midas. He has good hashkafas. There's one problem. He doesn't look at me in the eyes. He tried Malamaschus. He doesn't look at me in the eyes. And he's very tsanua. He was taught his whole life not to look at a girl. Give him a chance. You'll see he's not going to be able to take his eyes off you. Don't worry. You know, 30 years later, still not looking. Still can't look at me in the eyes. To look at a person in the eyes. It's so much akedekach that it's not only with a girl. Men. It's the first sign of a problem. When you go into a classroom, you're talking to people, you're talking to bachur, to chevra. With girls, it's come out. Doesn't have to, but with Bachram, you're talking to guys, and they don't look at you. Or they look at you, but like drawing around you. They don't look at you. There's something that they're afraid to do, to look directly. They'll look at the sefer, they'll look at the watch, they'll look to see who's coming in from the door, but they won't look directly. Panim al panim, eye to eye, kashema ot kashe kashema. Kashema. That's the world of Paro. Pesach is getting away from Paro. Pesach means getting out of that. What's the way to get out of that? Tefillah is part. Emunah, tefillah is part. Matzah is lechem ayni, shanim l'advar maharbi. When a person believes that the Baruch Shalom is sitting kinegdo, and he's able to believe that Shivis Hashem like this, Samad Mamish, and I'm sitting right here with him, and he wants to hear from me, that's Emunah. So then, ois Paro, no more Paro. Then you turn around. It's not Ha'orif anymore. You can daven. You can talk to Hashem. His brothers, you can talk to Hashem when you're in shul. You don't have to use the time in shul to talk to other people, to look at things, or to look at a sefer, to do other things. You can talk to Hashem. Then you're living already in a world of panim al panim. So this, Rabbi Nachum said, when he was traveling, and they went around, he said, I know everybody's going to say this is a new path, and I'm teaching you a new way. But the new way that I'm teaching you is the oldest way. It's the oldest way. So you could have that with a couple also. That over the years, this couple, it's lo halech, you know, it's not going. So then, they go to a therapist, and it's a good, fine therapist. And all the therapist is working on is having this husband and wife look at each other in the eyes. One of the most common exercises that a therapist will give a couple that's there for couples therapy, one of those popular things that they'll begin with is, your homework for today is to go home and for you and your wife to look at each other without interruption for 5 minutes. Five usually, that's tough. Most guys, they crack by 30 seconds. But look at each other, 5 minutes, no interruptions, no... Nothing. 5 minutes straight, eye to eye. Ayin ba'ayin. It's one of the first things that they'll give a couple to do. And that's when they start to realize, oh, this is a serious problem. I mean, they knew there was a problem, but this is the shirish. The shirish of the problem is, there's no real hasbara this here. You're living in this house with a person, you know, but there's no hesbaita this. There's no levad. There's no hesbaita this. There's no eye contact. There's no eye contact. And the beginning of the refuah of this husband and wife is look at each other. Even if you don't say anything, you don't have to talk. Forget about it. We'll see the same thing as hesbaita this. You don't have what to say. You don't want to talk. Nothing. You don't have to talk about anything. Don't talk about anything. Just sit down and look at each other. You're free to try that. Just to marry. Try that. 5 minutes. Just ayin by ayin. Ayin by ayin. It's not pasha. It's not pasha, especially for guys. It's not pasha. It's a world of yichud. It's a world of hizbardus. It's a world of tefillah. It's a world of levadai. And people feel very, very awkward, uncomfortable. They feel like, I can do a minute, two, but I can't handle five. Sounds like the simplest thing in the world. Then what happens is with a couple is that then they trace it back to what happened. At what point in our lives did we stop looking at each other? At what point did we stop looking at each other? Under the chuppah, the Masada Kedushin is saying, listen to the bracha, listen to the bracha, right? Chasna Kalim. And it's, listen to the bracha. When did that stop? When did that stop? Because when that stopped, that's when things went already off. That's when things went off. So Rav Nachman is saying is, I'm teaching you a new mahalach. But what I'm teaching you is just to get back to the chuppah. You understand? I'm teaching you how to go back to the beginning. The beginning is eye contact. That's how it was from the beginning of time with Hashem as a baruch. Things went wrong. When did things go wrong in Gan Eden? When did things go wrong in Gan Eden? When Adam and Chava began to do what? Began to hide. Hashem says, Ayaka. And Adam Rishon says, the equivalent of, you looking for me? Right? You looking for me? No, who else am I looking for over here? Of course I'm looking for you. I thought you're God, you know where I am. That's what I'm looking for you. Why are you hiding? Why are you hiding? Why aren't you looking at me? Why aren't you talking to me? Tell me, you have a problem? You have a yitzhar? Something's going on with the snake? Talk to me. Talk about it. Face me. Put him upon it. That was the beginning of all the tzaras. Was Adam and Chava hiding. That's the beginning of all the tzaras. Not being able to go in such a way of ayin b'ayin. And the refuah for galus, because that's what happened to Adam and Chava. Gerashias, Gerish, they were kicked out. Gerish, galus. The refuah for galus is matza, michla de mehemelusa, sha'ani lo dvar mahabi, means to speak to each other. Kalamarba lasap, mereza mashubah, shir ashir, is to speak to each other. That's the refuah. That's getting away from paro, ha'orav. Ba'akdomas ha'sefer, ishtapchus ha'nefesh. Look inside. In the akdoma of ishtapchus ha'nefesh, which is a very, very, very important likud of Rabbi Nachman's Torah, Rabbi Nosson's Torah on tefillah, on davening, ishtapchus ha'nefesh. We're going to be referring to a lot. It's kedai for everybody to have ishtapchus ha'nefesh. Ba'akdomas ha'sefer, ishtapchus ha'nefesh. Here below Chiyach Shahader Shal Tfila, the Machaber in Agdomer brings many proofs. Shahader Shal Tfila is Bardus, Hiderach Yeshan. That this way of davening, his Bardus, is from the beginning. It's old. Shabadarchu Avosainu, Rabbi Seinu, Mimai Sailam. This is the path. This is the path of our ancestors and of our teachers. Mimai Sailam, from the beginning of time. That's the original path. Elisha Rabbeinu Chidesh Oysa. That's when Rabbi Nachman said that when Rabbi Nachman said that this is a new path. Derech Hadasha means that he was Mechadish, the old path. Rabbeinu Chidesh Oysa. Rabbi Nachman was Mechadish, the ancient path. Him and other tzaddikim, more than any other tzaddik that ever lived, was Rabbi Nachman. There's no question. This whole Indian was this. Shabbeinu chidesh oisa v'hir b'ladaber v'lasik. And nobody spoke about it as much and taught about it and insisted upon it as Rabbi Nachman. Hoy reshi shayeches l'chol adam b'chol madrega. And Rabbi Nachman spent a great deal of his koiches teaching us that it is a path for every single Jew.
every single person. She sheyaches l'chol adam. L'chol madrega. The truth is, it has a sheyaches even to a guy. It's a different opinion, but I'm not going to be talking about it, but there's also sheyaches to a guy. But certainly, l'havdol. L'chol adam Yisrael is not a sheyach. L'chol madrega. Every madrega. V'chein hinig oisa kan hagi yisaydis. And Rabbi Nachman established this as the most basic way of life for the chassidim and the avodas Hashem. That was a chiddush. That he was mechavish. This is the way the Nevi'im lived. They all lived this way. That's how they lived. It was poshut. That's how they lived that way. It wasn't. But over time, for whatever reason, it's not important now. So Rabbi Nachman came to the world to be mechadish this ancient path. And therefore he taught about it, and he had very strong hanhagis and eitzes over and over. B'derech eskavus l'Hashem b'shbarach, that this is the main path for eskavus Hashem, for kirvus Elokim, to get close to Hashem. Page Nun Beis. The parak zeh, Novi medivra b'senei rishonim akadmonim. In this parak, we're going to learn some of the makaris in the Rishonim and the Kadmonim, and you could open up Tanakh, like I was just talking about, from Adam Rishon and from Cain and Hevel. But some of the makaris that are found in the Rishonim and the Kadmonim, and we did it Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, HaKadosh, Asher Kosvu Oides HaNoga Muflah Shel Hezbardus, where we see that long ago, before Rabbi Nachman, the Tzaddikim were on fire with this Indian of Hezbardus. Yesh Merab Asen Asher Kosvu Oides Hezbardus Baivan Shel Precious Mivnei Adam. Some of the tzaddikim wrote about his bardus more in the context of precious, of physically picking up and getting out of town, just moving away from, or at least spending considerable periods of time out of the crowd, away from the crowd. Udvekis Bar Hashem, as we see, and we're going to learn. The Ovis that they were, and shepherds, they loved that way of life. And there's a reason why they Davke chose to be in that parasha, and to be able to have that quiet, to be away. V'yesha kosvu is bardus kikli la'asiyas tshuva. So there are those who are emphasizing his bardus as a means of just getting away from the hamayin am, and being able to find Hashem in that solitude, in that quiet, in that Yishuv Das. Others spoke of it as a way of tshuva. Because real tshuva you can't do when there's a tumult around you or when you have your phone. And others emphasized his bodhis is a time of pouring your heart out and to become dovuk in the highest way to Hashem. And all these, of course, are not contradicting each other. It's all part of the sugi of his bardus. There's a different emphasis that we find by different tzaddikim in terms of what they saw as being the ikku inyan of his bardus. But all of these are different prakim in the mesechta that's called his bardus. So first the chavis levavis. And so was the minig of the Nevi'im in those days of prophets of Nevi'im. The Nevi'im were not busy building neighborhoods, starting schools. They weren't busy in the market. They left. They went away. And they left the whole inyan of being involved with physical things and so on. They went out into the deserts. How he lived in Mitzrayim and before he came to Tzvas. He was there still a very short time, only at the end of his life. How he lived in Mitzrayim. In order that their minds could be directed entirely, their thoughts could be directed entirely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. From the Avodas HaKadosh, maybe Ibn Gabay, from the Shlach HaKadosh. Ha'ovas hayu shomrei tzayin. We see that the Ovas were shepherds. L'stapek mehem kedei chiyusam. And they made whatever they could, and they were satisfied with the panasa they made, but they dafka wanted to be in that panasa, not other malachas. That's how they made their living. They didn't want to go into law school, or journalism, they didn't want to go into accountants, doctors, lawyers, whatever. They wanted to be Rayat Sani. El Shabrochu Malachas Harai. That's the malacha that they chose. There were other things they could have done. That's the malacha they wanted to do. L'shirachek min ha'yishuv, to go away from places that were populated, or heavily populated. L'zboideid b'midbar, to be able to be alone in places like that, in the midbar. L'asek b'mashanim shalem me'achochma, to be busy with the chochmas of Hashem. V'malkim she'ein b'nei adam ma'idim atridnois, where they're not bothered by and distracted by other people. I'm not bothered or distracted by other people. Can you imagine if they would see like the way that we live? If they would see the way that we live, forget about, I'm not talking about Vegas and about Yiddishkeit or anything like that. Just they would think, they would talk, not just Avraham Avinu, if you just go back a few years. How we live now. It's totally, they would not believe that it's possible for people like us to be able to breathe, to get up in the morning, to be normal, and they'd be totally right. We're not normal, we're not breathing. It's a totally abnormal way of life, this way. It's totally abnormal. I had a guy this morning sent me an email. And I tried the first few hours of the day to have a little bit of Yeshiva Das. I tried. Not so pushed, I tried. So he sent me an email, which I saw a little bit later, not at 8 o'clock. He sent it around 8:15, 8:30. And I look in the thing he sent me four times. He's waiting for an answer. And it's not an emergency. I know exactly what it is. Four times. How come I didn't answer him? Why do I have to answer you? What is that? How do you? You don't think that I have a life besides you? You don't think that I have my own children and grandchildren? That I have friends? I learn. I do other things. You think I'm only for your wait? I sit around there waiting so that I see when it comes on your email. Four times he sent me, and within a half hour, 40 minutes, he sends me that he's. Where am I? What's going on? Now, usually the gevurim are the ones that do that stuff. Rich people do that. They're not used to, because that's how they operate. That's maybe how they got rich. This person's not even a gevir. Well, he should be by now. I don't know. Well, he's not a gevir. Usually a gevir, and that's how they do things. You're not answering me. Who do you know? But this guy's just a regular guy. How do you live that way? What becomes of a human being in such a life to live that way? That you already feel. I feel uncomfortable. I look at the WhatsApp. I'm nervous to put the thing away for a few hours because now I'm going to pick it up. It's going to say 47, and from the 47 to there, half of them have tinnitus that I didn't get back to them. And if it's, God forbid, an emergency, they could have a way to reach me with an emergency. But the way to live this way, and the tzaddikim, the kadmonim, who lived in the way of his brothers, to go out to the desert, because over there you could have a little yeshiva das. Has a person nowadays to have yeshiva das without his brothers? If a person doesn't have some time like that. It's not that you're not. We're not talking about becoming dovuk d'Hashem. You're not a normal. You're not a normal person. You can't be a normal person like that. The Ramchal, Mishil Shoshon, the bottom of the Nun Beis, the Yochim and Akol is in the Ramchal. Everybody believes in the Ramchal. While he was alive, he was put into Chayim, but now everybody loves him, right? Everybody loves him. The Yochim and Akol, who has Baidus, the most precious thing of all, Yakar and Akol, his Baidus. Yakam and Hakol is about this. Because when a person is able to turn his eyes away from the inyanim of this world, he's able to extract that need for the world from his heart. If you could turn away from the world, if you're able to turn away from the world for a while, then you're able to squeeze that world out of your heart that makes you crazy. The world that's making you crazy, you can squeeze it out. The taivas of this world. The eyes see, and then the heart wants. So if your eyes are not so preoccupied with the world, and you go and you turn away from the world, so then your heart is not going to be meshuggah with all the things that it needs, that it wants. And David HaMelech spoke about this, the greatness of his bardus. He was a busy man. And David HaMelech said, "Mi tenli eva kayona, if I only had the wings of a yona of a dove, aufa veshkana, I would fly out of here." He didn't say I would fly out of here and go to Mamila. I would go to the Kaiso. He didn't say I'd fly out of here and I go to the cemetery, to the whatever. He said, only by midbar selah. I wish I could live in the midbar. Aufa, get out of here. You know, one of the hardest places I find to daven is by the Kaiser. I don't daven there anymore, Sachis Mincha Maariv. Maybe in Mincha sometimes, only because I'm late, I'm nervous about the time. But generally, I go there to say Tillim, I go there to say the Tefillahs, I go there to try to be Mizbaydid, but I can't. Bechlal in Yerushalayim, you can't go 30 seconds without somebody coming up to you. You can't go 30 seconds. You try davening in any place in Yerushalayim. So then you have to forget. You know, then you put the shkolim on the table. You try to put the shkolim on the table. You can't daven. Not that I don't forgive these people. I'm not saying God forbid that they shouldn't have a parnasa. But you can't. How can you daven? You can't even daven. I find it easier to daven here than I do in Yerushalayim anywhere. Go in Yerushalayim. Can you go a minute in Yerushalayim without in your face, putting in your face? So Achmanis, I'm not making fun of them. That's the Metzius. So David HaMelech said, David HaMelech lived in a nice place in Yerushalayim. He had a nice place. He had central air conditioning. He had a couple of pools. He had a very, very nice place. He says, I want to go to the Midbar. Get me to the Midbar. I want to get out of here. I need to live. But I need time to go to the Midbar. All the Midbar, the Midbar Selah. Nevim El Yod, Ramchal says, Nevim El Yod, Elisha, or son of Hayyosim Yachdim Mem Koimam, Alaharim. We see that El Yod, Navi, Elisha, Navi, they live by the mountains. El Yod, Navi said to Elisha, are you coming with me? Elisha, you know, Elisha, I'm going with you. They didn't go to 16th Avenue, you understand? They didn't go to Lee Avenue. They didn't go to Gula, to Meshar. They went to the mountains. Mibnei Hizbodidusam. That's where the Bnei Nevi'im would go. The Talmidim of the Nevi'im, Hizbodidus. I always felt bad. Rav Yosef, Zechus HaVikosh Levracha, he was able to get in like all of those years, you know, being by himself, and then they did it to him, you know. And then climbing on the windows and taking pictures, the paparazzi, you know, from paparazzi. That Nebuch, the last few years of his life, he had to be like that, you know. You could only imagine how much he longed for when he was younger, and he just sat by himself in that shtiebel over there, the curtain closed, and nobody bothered him. He was able to find a place for himself, you know, to be out in such a way. And we know that the Chachamim, the Tanoim, and the Amaroim, the Chassidim HaRishonim, this is the way that they lived. Because all of these tzaddikim found this to be the most effective way of connecting to Hashem's above. of becoming great people. Hayoyes amuchan liknais shleimus bepreshus. Liknais shleimus bepreshus. To reach a place of shleimus bepreshus through this avaida of preshus of being away. Laman eshele yivium hevle chavreim lahavil gam hem kamaisim. In order that the narishkeit of their chevre should not bring them into becoming narim themselves. That the narishkeit shouldn't make them into narim. They shouldn't be brought down by the havalim of the world. But the havalim when you're in the world, all the havalim of this world, all the havalim of this world. The Kleyoke says in Shmais, Ki roiv ha-neviyim bo lidei nevuah mitoi hariyah. Most of the neviyim came to a level of nevuah because they worked as shepherds. Ki ha-nevuah tzvich es baridus, because you can't become a navi in town. You can't become a navi without his baridus. Vaidei shiira shamayim maisi deilukim ki er, as it says in Pasuk, ki erim shamecha maisi es besecha. When a person is busy in town, surrounded by people, you're so distracted you don't even look at the world and remember that there's a Borei Olam. Remember there's a Borei Olam, to look at the stars, to look at the trees, to remember there's a Borei Olam. Like Dodo Malas, Ki Ere Shamecha Maaseh Es Basecha. And there's a Tia Kol Machshavdu B'Mesiyas Hashem. But if you go away, then you're able to have your thoughts completely, completely focused on Metzias Hashem. Ad Shiara Lo Mimorim Ruach Hashem, until finally the Navi would the Ruach of Hashem would come upon him. He was looking for Hashem, like Avraham Avinu was asking me Balabira, until finally Rav Hashem said, I'm the Balabira, here I am. Which is not so common. It's not so easy when you're in your house. And you know, where do you think the Kleyaka was living? I mean, he wasn't living by Times Square, you understand. But it's hard. It's not just. It doesn't have to be just because it's a very big place. It's busy, whatever, with family and people and whatever. Or even, he said, even if you're doing other work in the fields, Davka, they wanted to be shepherds. The Kadmonim loved being shepherds. So he explains, Einyin hazeh she'ovis, this is the Mechaber of the Sefer. Einyin zeh, this Einyin, she'ovis v'hanevim hoyim hazbardim, that we see that the ovis and the neviim, that they would go after by themselves. Huva pomim rabbis b'sifri ha'kadmonim, it's brought down many, many places in the Rishonim. And the Sayin l'dugma, Rabbeinu B'chai, Meiri, the Paradise, meaning the Ramak, Barbanel, Shachalator, Klayoka, many places. I'm sure you could Google it or whatever. It's all over. We showed that they spoke about this in the Farsha. It was how they lived, how they became Sadiq. It was a way of life. Haizbordus, Hiklila Tfilo, the Tshuva, the Kedusha, the Dreikas. All things that we were mentioned before. So this from Sefer Charedim. Moshe Benu Higia, Al Har Elukim. Moshe Rabbeinu came to the place, Har Elokim. Shnema Vayova Ad Har Elokim, Churva. It's called Chorev. Chorev means there was nothing else there. Charuv. Chorev. Empty. That's where Moshe Rabbeinu used to go. He would watch the animals, and he went up to that place. Which ended up being Har Sinai, the place of Matan Torah. But Moshe Rabbeinu, what was he doing over there? What was Moshe Rabbeinu going up to these places? That's where Moshe Rabbeinu used to hang out. V'yovad haralukim churv. Hu levado. This is the Sfarna, not the Chayit. I'm sorry. I said the Chayit. Sfarna. This boydeid. To be by himself. L'espala. Al derech v'yovad chevrim. We see that this is how they always lived. Now this is from the Chayit. Hayesboidus v'aprishus v'advekus ayunayigim v'chasida Yisrael. This way of Hayesboidus and preachers and dvekus, this was the anhag of chasida Yisrael. This is how people wanted to be Hasidim, not from the Baal Shem Tov Hasidim, righteous Jews. This is how they lived. Shebayoysim levadim mafrishim midaitim in yon herlim. When they would be by themselves, they were able to remove from their hearts, from their minds, the inyanim of this world. Umakasha machshavoyisam imadain hakol, and to attach their thoughts, to focus their thoughts on Hashem. V'chein limeid hamukubal aniskam yamein Rabbi Yitzchak hamukubal aniskam darizal shezem moril lenefesh shvasayim mehalimud. Those are the words of the Arizal. That in terms of Dveikus Bashem, his bodhis is more effective, seven times more effective, more than seven times seven, Shivasai, times more effective than learning Torah. It's the Arizal. If you have a problem, you can talk to the Arizal about it. I said that the other day. If you don't agree with him, you can tell him that, in your humble opinion, he's wrong. Ramban Zal Kosov al Apasuk, page Nundal. The Ramban writes al Apasuk, Shenemar b'Yakov Avinu kum alei Beis El, v'shev sham, mai v'shev sham? What does it mean? Hashem told him to go to Beis El and shave sham. Sit there. What do you mean, sit there? It's v'shuv v'nachas tivashay. He brings the Apasuk, v'shuv v'nachas, with yishuv adas, quiet. That's what Hashem told him. Stay there. Shave sham. Meaning, I want you to go there and be a person that is able to hainu. Sheyochin died to be Yishuv Adas in Mizbarach. Vezuhi sheshaninu chesidim rishonam hayushayim shachas mispalim kadei shekam livim l'gmokam. And that's what the Gemara says, that the early chesidim used to spend an hour before davening in order they should have kavana. An hour before davening. Pirshom mefarshom. The Rosh Hashanah shahayim mafnem died to minyanei ha'olam. It means they would go his burdens. And they would shut themselves off to everything else that's going on in the world. Umakashim died to la'adoin hakol yizbarach v'moy v'ahal. To become and attach themselves to Hashem with great fear and great love. That means that the cheshbon the Gemara makes over there, that they spent 9 hours between the Esbaidus and the davening was 9 hours a day. That they were not learning. Lemlechas Esbaidus v'advekus. 9 hours. Lemlechas Esbaidus v'advekus. 9 hours a day. Umadamim or Hashchina shal Rishem kiilu misbashit svivam, and they felt the aura of the Shechina around them, surrounding them, kiilu misbashit svivam, veimisoicha or Yoshim, and they felt themselves as if they were sitting inside the aura of the Shechina. After those hours, they did this every day. They felt themselves completely, completely inside the aura of the Shechina. Inside the light of the Shechina. That's how they live. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll continue this after the Atibaz Hashem. All right, I'll see everybody. I'll wish you a kosher Sameh. Should be a kosher day. Today should be kosher. Happy and kosher today.